Hi, this is Joe Harmon, and you're listening to Dave Raven on one of my favourite shows, Raven and the Blues.
Going to the market to get some grub. Should have stayed home and dropped into the tub. For a good deal, I can make do with a frozen meal. This summer life just ain't that good. 'Cause I ain't greasing like I know I should. Little kids and baby buggies in every lane. Grocery store shopping is just a pain. Stepney and gum, it's all under my shoe. What in the hell am I supposed to do? Living by myself ain't doing me no good. 'Cause I ain't greasing like I know I should. Forgot what I was buying. Gotta find me a woman that cooks real good. 'Cause I ain't greasing like I know I should. Don't kill.
There's a couple of guys that are a good friend of the program, Roger Allen, saw working in Czechoslovakia, Prague, about 2 months ago, I guess. That's Smoking Joe Kubek and Binoy King from their new album, or newish album, Road Dog's Life. And that's I Ain't Greasin', opening up the Raven and the Blues on Talk Radio Europe, Radio Napa, Kansas City Online Radio, and of course, all over the world in whatever form you're listening to it. Welcome to the program. My name's Dave Raven. An hour of good blues ahead, and for the first time for must be about 7 or 8 months, no live guest this week, which is kind of sad in a way, but at the same time, it means I can actually start getting to grips with some of this great pile of new material which I've got sitting in front of me. And it's going to be that way between now and the end of the year. I've got Lucy Sirins, Blues Boy Dan Owen, and Wooden Horse scheduled for the rest of this year, and I think that's it. And we'll try and make the rest of it so it's jam-packed with music. Okay, where to next? Here's somebody who's on tour in the UK, starting right now and then into Europe in the next couple of weeks. Her new album is called Black Wind Howlin', produced by Mike Zito. More of him in a minute. Her name is Samantha Fish, and here she is with a track which is called Who's Been Talking?
Thank you.
collapsing into a howl towards the end. One of the few tracks on the album not written by Samantha Fish, performed originally way back by Howlin' Wolf, Chester Burnett, and a little bit of howling towards the end there as well. On the album, which was just being released, called Black Wind Howlin', produced by Mike Zito, and she's on tour supporting Mike Zito together with the rest of the band, the Royal Southern Brotherhood, and they have been picking up some fabulous reviews here in the UK, and we're going to feature them in a second, actually. But shall I talk about Robert Santelli before or after? Let's talk about Robert Santelli and the history of the blues after the Royal Southern Brotherhood. Here they are with a track which is recorded for a special television programme, and I'm going to be playing the video in Bushy in 3 weeks' time. I've got a set at Bushy 3 o'clock on Sunday afternoon, and it's going to be a video and audio set. There's going to be some sort of conversations with you as well if you're going to be there, and also if you've got a favourite blues record, one that still sends shivers down your spine, send that to me via email, dave@ravenblues.co.uk, and tell me you're going to be there, and we'll feature that in the afternoon and perhaps even chat to you about why it's so special. A whole raft of different things. It's not just going to be an hour of music, it's going to be an hour of music and video, and the video for this is absolutely fabulous. The Royal Southern Brotherhood, and here they are with Fired Up.
1, 2, 3, 4. Thank you.
Treat to me to sit and watch a video while that's playing, but that's what I'm doing. And I'm playing that video at Bushy in 3 weeks' time. The Royal Southern Brotherhood, the impassive stone face of Charlie Wooden on the bass, Yomrico Scott on drums, in the middle Cyril Neville on percussion, on the right-hand side Devon Allman on guitar, on the left-hand side Mike Zito on guitar, and that is called Fired Up. Wonderful stuff indeed. Now here's a track we played ages ago when the album came out originally, which was about a year and a half ago, Almost Always Never. That's Joanne Shaw Taylor. She's got a new album out which is called Songs From The Road, and this particular track is on both the live album and of course the Almost Always Never album. And what they've done is issued a single, and so it's kind of a double A-sided single in a sense. You've got the studio version and the radio edit of the live version. I'm going to go back for the studio version now. Joanne Shaw Taylor, but played actually off the CD as the new single. Here she is with Soul Station.
Pride. Sell it to the brothers who sold you out the But I don't know what you have or won't say. Stuck in limbo with an old time lady. No solidified solution to our problem, baby. Snap the heartstring. Taste the beast of learning to love. Maybe I've been looking for someone to rush so soon. Yeah, you fit the bill, but you don't match the glove. No, stand the heartstring and save it for yourself. There's one piece missing. That your time is wasted. Let me wrap you around my dirty little finger. I'm getting reckless, baby. Get my coat, I'm done. Yeah.
About 2 years ago that I received an album called Live at the Hideaway, and within a matter of weeks had Joe Harmon as my guest on the show. It's been a pretty good 2 years for Joe. She goes from bigger and bigger things. And that's a track from her first album, her debut proper album, so to speak, Dirt on My Tongue and Heartstring, which she's actually performed here on the boat. But that is, of course, the album version. And before that, you heard another Joe, this time Joanne Shaw Taylor, and from her album originally, going back a year or so, Almost Always Never, her new single called Soul Station. I mentioned Robert Santelli. Well, I didn't actually. I was going to talk about something which was happening on Wednesday, just gone in this week, at St. Louis at the Peabody Museum. A gentleman called Robert Santelli. Now, he's a blues historian, a music historian, a famed one as well. I mean, he's very well known, and he loves the blues. He's written books like The Best of the Blues, 101 Essential Albums, The Big Book of the Blues, a biographical encyclopedia. So he's no slouch. He knows what he's talking about. And he was giving a talk at the Grammy Museum in LA this week about the death of the blues. And basically, this was on Wednesday gone, and I've been searching Google and everywhere else to see if I could find the sort of the text of the message he gave, and I can't. Nothing is online as yet. Presumably it will be eventually. It was part of the National Blues Museum's free public programs, and effectively what he was saying was that blues, I guess as we all know, is the root of all popular music. Everything which has come out from that, from rock and roll in a sense, through to obviously soul and Motown, hip-hop, everything else along the way has got blues roots until now. And the new electronic dance music, what he calls the EDM, that is the first time that there is current popular music without a blues roots link to it. And the odd thing is, though, that he implies that the only if you are American and black, could you actually sing the blues? And his comment about the white guys in the 60s who came across from the UK, and basically he said they didn't understand the blues. They liked it, and they started to play it, and they fell in love with it, but basically they were doing the best they could, but it couldn't really be blues. And the implication from him in the thing before the speech was that if you didn't sing the blues, if you weren't black and hadn't lived on a plantation, you couldn't sing the blues, which I think is terribly wrong. But I can't believe he said that unless he was doing it to get publicity. So hopefully we'll find out more, and it'll probably form the basis of some of my conversation at Bushy in 3 weeks' time. And here's somebody who I was going to miss because he was touring the UK whilst I was going to be in Canada. As it turned out, of course, didn't make it to Canada, and he's done the UK tour. And Howlin' Dick managed to have an interview with him, and I haven't heard the interview yet, but it sounds it's going to be fabulous. One of my favourites, beat the boat a couple of times now over the years, Kenny Joe Phelps, from his album from a couple of years ago, Brother Sinner and the Whale. Here he is with Sometimes a Drifter.
Sometimes a drifter, and sometimes a peaceful man. Years and years of talking, though little to understand. Where does love go when it flies away? I would think that it would last till the end of time. Sometimes a drunkard, and sometimes a holy man. Years and years of falling with little to understand. Why do we think we are the only ones that really matter to everyone in the whole wide? Sometimes a husband, sometimes a single dad. Years and years of trying to not be so dark and sad. When does this life be? Come easier, I would think all of this work would be worth something. Sometimes I'm happy, but oftentimes not so. Years and years of wandering, not knowing where to go. How do, good to know you? May we find in our together. Honest joy. How an altogetherness on his joy.
I played the single from the album a couple of weeks ago called The Gift. That's the album now released. It's called Hoodoo. Tony Joe White. It's under country. I think it's more blues than country. Hoodoo is the album, and the track Who You Gonna Hoodoo Now, that's, you've just heard Tony Joe White, and before that Kelly Joe Phelps from the album Brother Sinner and the Whale and Sometimes a Drifter. And we'll play Kelly Joe Phelps for Thalassa Nichols, listening in Spain. Not quite sure where in Spain, but one of the transmitters of Talk Radio Europe. The band who were here about 6 months ago, Barebones Boogie Band, who made their second visit to the boat, and one of the songs they sang when they were here has ended up on the album, and so it should. It's rather fine. So you've heard it before, therefore, in a sort of an acoustic version or in a top deck of the houseboat version. Here is the full all the bells and whistles version of the Barebones Boogie Band and Black Coffee. Helen Turner on vocals, great guitar playing from Ian Black, and holding up the back end, Trev Turley and Andy Jones on bass and drums, the Bare Bones Boogie Band, album number 3, the Orange Album, otherwise tattered and torn, and there they heard Black Coffee. Where do I go to now? I know, another new album, another band who've been here a couple of times. When they first came, though, they were called, oh, come on, Skinner, what were they called? They had a different name. Anyway, it'll come back to me through the track. I'll do a quick Google, shall I? The band are now called the Red Dirt Skinners, and that's Rob Skinner on vocals and Sarah Skinner on vocals and sax and everything else and guitars. Their album is called Sinking the Mary Rose, and this is a track from it which is called Last Card.
Bottom of my cup of tea, wondering why you do so much just to get back at me, wondering what the future will hold for us to see, wondering why you just can't seem to let me be. Your last call, you burned your last bridge, lost your last chance with me. You've had the last word, you've won the last place, you've turned the last page. Between lines on the paper right in front of me, wondering why you take every chance just to disagree, just trying to see while you're still so cruel to me. Just wondering if you're still a fool for me. Your last call, you burned your last bridge, you've lost your last chance with me. You've had the last word, you've won the last place, you've read the last page. That I was stronger, you went and broke my heart. I built my world around you, now you've torn it all apart. You played your last card, you burned your last bridge, you lost your last chance. You've had the last word, you've won the last place, you've read the last page with me. You played your last card, you burned your last bridge, lost your last chance with me. You've had the last word, you've won the last place, you've read the last page.
about the candy man.
Segue, which I think worked very well. Rory Block from her album, which is called Avalon, a tribute to Mississippi John Hurt and Candyman. That's the fifth tribute album she's done over the last 5 or 6 years. She's done Robert Johnson, Sunhouse, Mississippi Fred McDowell, Reverend Gary Davis, and I think of all of them, this one, Avalon, to Mississippi John Hurt, the tribute to him, is probably the best. I really think it's lovely. There's a great track on it, which I'll probably play in a couple of weeks' time, which is the only one not written by Mississippi John Hurt, and it's her writing about him. Everybody Loves John will play that, but that's rather fabulous, I think, and that's her newish album, which came out about 4 weeks ago. And then the other new album you heard there was the Red Dirt Skinners, previously called Something Blue, when they were here and did a session for me on the boat, and a track from their brand new album, which is called Sinking the Mary Rose, with some great vocals and some very clever lyrics. There you heard a track called Last Card. Okay, where to next? The 44s from their album Brand New 44 Minutes. Here they are with I Don't Need No Doctor.
Thank you.
her tenderness. She put me on a critical list. But all I need is that sweet kiss. It giving me a medicated lotion. But all I need is head devotion.
Almost 50 years ago originally, written by Ashford and Simpson, performed originally by Ray Charles. But I think my favourite version is Humble Pie, over the years, from about 4 or 5 years later in the early 70s. But there you heard the 44s from their new album 44 Minutes, and their take on the original of I Don't Need No Doctor. And that's almost it for the Raven and the Blues this week. Another hour has raced by, a chance to get a few more tracks than we would normally do if we had a live session. Next live session, I think, is going to be Lucy in about 3 weeks' time. I have to check my diary. My diary on the computer has been all topsy-turvy this week. I did something really silly technically, but I won't bore you with that. Anyway, if you'd like to drop me an email, dave@ravenblues.co.uk. The website is raven.dj, easy as that. And hope you can join me in some 7 days' time. If you're going to Bushy and would like me to feature a track which sends shivers down your spine, it's pretty simple. Just send me an email and I'll see what I can do. And hopefully I will see you at Bushy as well in some 3 weeks' time. Let's close with the Fabulous Thunderbirds, their album On the Verge. Here they are with Running from the Blues. Have a great 7 days. I'll talk to you in 7 days. From me, Dave Raven, thank you so much for listening and giving me an hour of your time. Until next week. Bye-bye. Cold flow, old empty room.
Chicago. No matter how far, oh, where I go, you know I'm running. Yes, I'm running. I spend my life running from these